我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们可以结束约珥书。
I think that tonight we can finish the book of Joel.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为在约珥书的里边，他向我们显明了他的心意是何等的明亮。
Because in the book of Joel, the Lord has enlightened his desire to us very illuminately.
他当时说话的时候是对着以色列的犹大的百姓。
At the time when God spoke, his audience was toward the people of Israel.
但是对今天的我们来读上去的时候，我们仍然看见神做工的路和做工的手没有更改。
Yet for us who read on today, we are able to see that the way in which God works and his working hand have not changed.
我特别要强调一件事情，让弟兄姊妹们牢牢地抓住的。
I must emphasize one matter for brothers and sisters to hold tightly.
我们读约珥书的时候，我不单是读约珥书，就是读旧约的事情的时候，我们非常清楚地要掌握着这一个。
That is when we read the book of Joel or any particular book in the Old Testament, this is something we have to hold on to.
你千万要记得当年先知说话的时候是什么时候。
You must bear in mind the moment, the generation in which this prophet spoke and what time that is.
而现在我们读他当年说的话的时候，那个距离有多远。
And as for us who read those words today, how far away from that time period it is.
如果我们能掌握住这样一个点，我们就看到，特别是在先知书里面，许许多多的话所带给我们的光。
Now, if we're able to grasp onto that point, then we're able to see much of the light which the prophetic words give us.
因为我们的神当年说话的时候，不是单对着当年的人来说。
That is because the spoken word of God is not only spoken to those people of that generation.
也对着要来的世世代代来说。
But the word is also for all the generations to come after that.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那么我们上一次看到约珥书里头主说话的那个内容一个大的转变。
Now last time we saw a change, a great change in the content of the Word of God.
从神对犹大的警告转移到让神看到，虽然他们遇到许许多多的困扰，甚至是被掳。
That is from the shift of the warning to the people of Israel, even the severity of being in captivity.
但是他们在神的面前仍然是有前途的。
Yet, before God, they still have a future.
因为神是按照他自己的定义来做工。
That is because God works according to his own will.
在眼见的里头好像到了尽头。
In man's sight, it seems as if they have come to an end.
但是你跑到尽头那里的时候，你看见前面还是有路。
Yet when we reach the end, we can see there is still yet a way before us.
并且那个路是把他们带进荣耀的光里。
And that way is to lead them into the glorious light.
这一点是先知书里头最突出的一个点。
Now this is a very outstanding point in the prophetic book.
不过在约珥书里头就说的更有明确和清楚。
But in the book of Joel specifically, that is even more evidently spoken.
因为神没有办法能接受在人中间那一句话。
That is because God is not able to accept these words amongst men.
列国的人在那里说，你们的神在哪里？
That is because all the Gentile nations proclaim there, where is thy God?
神可以等待一个时候。
God can wait for a time.
但是神不能长久接受这个骚扰。
Yet God would not tarry for too long.
那所以他一定是照着他原来的定义是怎样，他就怎样来做成他所要做的。
Therefore, God will complete and perfect that which he have willed according to his own will.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神把以色列带进人的尽头的时候，
That is when God brings Israel to the end of man.
那神在那个时候就告诉他们一件事情。
At that time, God tells them this.
你们要回来的。
You must return.
你们在这个在我所应许的地是非常非常的丰富又荣耀的。
In my promised land, there is abundance and glory.
神所有的 丰盛都在那里给你们去享用。
Now all the abundance of God is there for you to enjoy.
在地理的环境上面来说，秋雨春雨是不停的，滋润着你们的地土。
As far as the provision geographically, there is the early and latter rain.
仇敌的攻击虽然也许来得蛮厉害。
Even though the attacks from the enemy is very severe.
但是他们一定要失败的。
But they will fail.
如果用生命记上的话来说，
If we use the words in Deuteronomy,
他们从七条路，从一条路来进攻你们。
They will come and attack you from one way.
他们要从七条路来逃跑。
But they will scatter seven ways.
在这约珥书里头，在地理环境上，神就说了那么一个话。
Now these are the words of God in the book of Joel, geographically.
不管来攻击你们的人有多厉害。
Regardless of how powerful those who come to attack you are.
他们都要在那里，沉沦的。
They will be destroyed.
在地理环境上面来说，神就说，他们不如果不给赶进东海，那就一定给赶进西海。
Now the Lord says that He will drive them toward the East Sea or toward the utmost sea.
哪里叫做东海呢？
Now where is the East Sea?
哪里叫做西海呢？
Now where is the utmost sea or to the west?
你从后边的圣经地图里头你就看得清楚。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you look at your map in the back of your Bible,
说到西海，
When you say the East Sea,
那就是指着地中海。
And that is the Mediterranean Sea.
说到东海，
When you say the utmost sea or on the west,
有人以为那是指着加利利海。
Now some would say that is speaking of the Sea of Galilee.
我以为加利利海容纳不下这么许多的军队吧。
I would not believe that the Sea of Galilee would be able to holds such a great army.
我个人一个感觉，那是红海。
Personally, I feel that would be the Red Sea.
那等到那一个时候，
at that time,
神就把所有进攻以色列的人完全的解决掉。
God will take care of all those who attack Israel.
然后神就领着众人，以色列的百姓和剩下的众人来进到国度。
Then God will lead Israel and those who will remain into the kingdom.
那就是第二章末后的那一段话里面所说的。
Now this is the words in the latter half of chapter 2.
那然后到了第三章。
Now when we reach chapter 3.
那第三章就是很具体的说到那个时候的情形是怎么的发生。
Chapter 3 clearly tells us how that is to take place.
当然呢，里边所提到那个事情该怎么发生。
Of course, in here, when it details for us how that is to take place,
我们上一次的交通里头已经大概把它那个次序点了一下出来。
Last time, as we share, we somewhat have already mentioned the order of that event.
我就不再重复在那一个历史发展的事那条线上面再说了。
I would not repeat in that chronological line in that event.
但是有一件事情我不能不说的。
But there's one thing I was mentioning.
什么事呢？
What is that?
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有想过。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have considered.
为什么在这一段时间里边，我特别选了旧约的几个先知，其中就特别包括那个约珥书在内和弥迦书。
If brothers and sisters have considered the fact recently, I've chosen to study these books of brothers and sisters, including Joel and Micah.
当然，这两卷书以前我们还读过了那个哈巴谷书跟马拉基书。
Of course, before that, we have read together Habakkuk and Malachi.
但如果弟兄姊妹们你稍微留意一下的话，你应会发现我特别选这四卷书出来是有它一定的意思的。
But if brothers and sisters have somewhat paid attention, you would have considered I have some intention behind choosing these four books.
那弟兄姊妹你能很清楚地看到那四卷书可不可以说是用犹大的失败做开始。
Brothers and sisters, you can consider that these four books would use the failure of Judah as a start.
一部分是说到他们被掳。
On the one hand, it speaks of their captivity.
另一部分是说到他们分散。
And then it tells us of their scattering.
但是都是带进那个结果。
But they all bring us to this final result.
那个结果就是主的国度要出来，把他们带回神来拣选他们的目的。
And that result is the appearance of God's kingdom to bring them back to the original purpose of God's choosing.
那如果我们抓到这个大点
，Now if we're able to hold on to this premise.
你用一些四卷书的里。这几卷书的里面
and take note from these four books
那我们就看到很有故事了、
we are able to see then there is a story behind this
哈巴谷书哈谷马拉基书就叫我们直接的看见我们的主来建立国度了
Now the book of Malachi shows us directly that our Lord himself comes to establish the kingdom
哈巴谷书就让我们看见神所做的一切是超越过人的眼睛所看见的，却在人的信心里边去做成功。
The book of Habakkuk will show us that what God is able to complete surpasses what we are able to see and complete it in our faith.
但是神怎么来叫这些事情做成功呢
？But how is God able to complete all these things？
那如果用什么？对弥迦书还有一点新鲜的感觉的话
If brothers and sisters, if you somewhat still have a fresh memory of the book of Micah,
你已经很清楚的记得
You will clearly remember
弥迦书里面最突出的那个点是什么
What is that most outstanding point in the book of Micah?
当然一头一尾都是犹大下去犹大恢复
Of course, on the beginning is the falling of Judah and the recovery of Judah.
但是为什么他们下去呢
But why is it that they would fall?
为什么他们能给恢复呢
Why is it that they would be able to be recovered?
如果弟兄姊妹能注意主的话里头的那个信息
If brothers and sisters pay attention to the message within the words,
你很清楚看到
You can clearly see.
在弥迦书里最突出的那个点乃是基督的降生。
The outstanding point in the book of Micah is the fact of the birth of Christ.
神的儿子到地上来那个事情的宣告。
That is the proclamation of the Son of God who will come to earth.
这一个宣告就把那个完全没有指望了的那个神的百姓带回到神的指望里。
The fact that the hopelessness of the people now because of the birth of Christ will bring them back into the hope of God.
同样的事情更扩张的呢是在以赛亚书。
This will even expand more in the book of Isaiah.
不过他的大先知不在小先知里所以我也不提他。
Because the book of Isaiah is listed amongst the major prophets, not the minor prophets, so I won't mention that.
那么现在来到那个约珥书的时候呢
But now when we reach the book of Joel,
弟兄姊妹你留意到又有一个非常突出的点在哪里
You can see then there's another outstanding point.
那么弟兄姊妹你注意到
Brothers and sisters, you can pay attention.From the captivity of Judah,
等到犹大的给恢复
when you can see that they are restored,
或者说犹大的下去到犹大的复兴
or you can say the falling of Judah until they are risen again.
当然你完全看见是神自己的手在那里主导着整个历史的发展
Of course, you can see the hand of God directly guiding the development of history.
但是这个历史的转捩点在哪里呢
But where's the turning point of this history?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果是留意的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we pay attention,
你一定会留意到上一次末了我们所交通的那个点。
You will pay attention to the last sharing and the last point we mentioned.
那是说的什么呢
what does that speak of?
说圣灵浇灌。
It speaks of the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit.
我们不能不问了。
We must ask then.
在约珥那个时候说到那个圣灵浇灌的这一件事情有什么意思
In the book of Joel, when you speak of that point of the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit during that time, what is the meaning of it?
当时的那个犹大的百姓听了这些话他们有什么感觉
What would be the feeling of the people when they heard these words at that time?
我几乎可以肯定
I could pretty much be sure
他们是莫名其妙
They would be completely clueless
但是圣灵在那里就是说
But that is what the Holy Spirit speaks at that time.
说这一件事的时候
When he speaks this,
如果我们细心来读 那一段话所提到的那个时间的上面的区别。
If we are careful and pay attention to the different timeline, that is mentioned here,
你很清楚的看到。
Very clearly, you can see.
他不是在那里说一件事情怎么开始，怎么发展，怎么结局。
It does not record for us how this event will begin and develop and end.
而你看到他那里说的那个事情点出来以后就提了不同阶段的时候的事。
That is because when that matter is pointed out and then goes on to tell us different manifestations during different period of that matter.
到那个日子。
It says, and it shall come to pass.
然后又叫我们看到以后他又做什么事情。
And then it shows us what he will do later on.
来在幕僚他就说这些事情要发生在耶和华的日子以前。
And then it tells us these things would take place before the day of the Lord.
然后就说到那个事情怎么结局。
And then it tells us how that will come to an end.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们细心去留意主说话的时候那个时间性。
Brothers and sisters, if we're careful in the time periods which the Lord speaks.
你非常清楚看到这个分别的。
You can clearly see these distinctions.
那我们就要问。
Then we must ask.
神在那个时候说这个圣圣灵浇灌干什么呢
？Why is the reason that God is speaking of the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit during that time？
很显然，我们也看到。
Very apparently, we can see。
如果用着约珥书的信息来留意
，If we pay attention according to the message
in the book of Joel， 我们仍然是面对一个犹大的撒去，进到复兴。
We can see the falling of Judah and the revival。
那个关键在哪
？Where is that key？
约珥书就说，弥迦书就说到神的儿子来。
The book of Micah shows us that is because of the coming of the Son of God.
那约珥书是什么意思
？What does the book of Joel tell us？
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
当我们一看到圣灵浇灌的这个事实给提出来的时候
，That is when we see the fact of the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit.
我们看到神所做的事情一直发展下来。
And then we can see the development of the matters of God throughout.
发展到了使徒行传一开始。
It is from now to the beginning of the book of Acts.
你看到一件事了。
You can see one thing.
一个很大的事情发生。
It is a great thing that has taken place.
这一件事情，圣灵在那里记上来的是说，就如同这个圣灵浇灌这个事情一样。
The Holy Spirit records for us, it is as if it is the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit that is mentioned before.
那件事情发生了。
That has taken place.
那发生出来的那个结果是什么呢
？And what is the result of that event taking place?
教会产生了。
That is the birth of the church.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就留意到。
Brothers and sisters, we take
note. 在整个从旧约进到新约。
From the old covenant into the new.
神是照着他起初的那个定义，一步一步的灵。事情发生。
That is according to God's own will. In the beginning, He leads these events to take place one by one. First, He shows man the end.
然后就说到神的儿子到地上来。
And then He tells that man that His son shall come to earth.
那然后就看到神的儿子在地上建立教会。
And then we can see the Son of God establish the church on earth.
然后就叫我们看到。
And then he shows us.
当教会建造完成的时候。
That is when the building of the church is complete.
神断掉了的那一个国度的旨意又在接上神那个工作的那个日程。
The kingdom which God has placed aside.Has now will be taking place back again to complete the will of God.
那因此我们看到第二章末了，圣灵在那里提到圣灵浇灌的事的时候。
Therefore, when we go back to chapter 2 and see the pouring forth of the Holy Spirit,
就让我们不能不留意到。
We must take note then.
教会在地上出现。
We can see the appearance of the church on earth.
那好了。
Now then,
那弟兄姊妹，现在来到这个很关键、很关键的事。
Brothers and sisters, we come to a very, very crucial point.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你稍微注意约珥书里边所说到的事情
，If brothers and sisters, you pay attention to the matters mentioned in the book of Joel,
圣灵给我们的窍点一下
，When the Holy Spirit will touch our understanding,
立刻你就看到一件很 不得了的事。
Immediately you see something that is very great.
什么不得了的事呢？
What is this awesome thing?
我们读过摩西五经。
We have read the Pentateuch.
我们也留意到神把律法赏赐给以色列人的时候。
We also know that when God gave Israel the law,
在那个律法的当中有一个很重要的题目。
Now there is this very important theme amongst the law.
那就说到耶和华的节期。
And that it tells us of the festivals of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹都有印象的，耶和华的节期里头有七个日子。
Brothers and sisters, you know this, that in the festivals of the Lord, there are seven festivals.
我们也非常清楚地看到。
We can clearly see.
耶和华呢，那个的节期的开头，完完全全是救恩的问题。
We can see the beginning of those festivals deals with our salvation being saved.
逾越节了。
Now, there is the Passover.
除孝节了。
There is the Feast of Unleavened.
初熟节了，除孝节了。
There is the Festival of the First Fruits.
那这都是救恩这方面的问题。
That those festivals deal with our salvation.
然后接上去就是五旬节。
And then it is Pentecost.
那我们也看到了。
We can see as well.
救恩来就带出教会。
That is when salvation comes, it will bring forth the church.
那感谢赞美神。
And we praise and thank God.
当教会出现的时候。
And that is when the church appears.
神做工的路是大开了。
Then the way of God's work is wide open.
但是并不是神的工作已经到了结束。
But that does not mean the work of God comes to an end.
只是在那里预备神的那个工作结束以前的一个大场面。
But it is only the grand stage in preparation for the completion of the work of God.
因为五旬节以后还有三个节期。
That is because after Pentecost there are still three festivals.
三个节期是什么呢？
What are they?
吹角节。
There is the festival of the trumpets.
救赎那个赎罪日啊。
And then the day of atonement.
祝棚节了。
And then there is the feast of tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹，现在刚才我们提到圣灵浇灌的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we just mentioned about the pouring out of the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹看到五旬节
，Brothers and sisters, you see the Pentecost.
但是约珥书里面只有五旬节吗
？But is that the only festival mentioned in the Book of Joel?
我们感谢神
，We thank God.
如果我们是留意的话
，If we pay attention,
在约珥书里头你看到
，In the Book of Joel, you see
连同五旬节在内的幕后呢。四个节期全都在里边给点出来
including Pentecost the last four festivals are pointed out
弟兄姊妹记得
brothers and sisters remember
第一章一开始也说吹角
In chapter 1 when it begins it shows us the blowing of the trumpet we see that in chapter 2 as well
第二章里边竟然提到两次吹角。
We can see two trumpets being blown in chapter 2.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个吹角，头一个吹角是准备打仗。
You can see the first blowing of the trumpet is to prepare for war.
第二次吹角，那么就是聚集众人。
The second blowing of the trumpet is to gather, assemble all the people.
那弟兄姊妹，很清楚你看到。
Brothers and sisters, clearly you can see.
在约珥书的里头。
You can see in the book of Joel,
吹角节就起了一个作用。
You can see then the function of the festival of trumpet.
把分散的以色列人召聚回来。
You can see it will gather all together all the Israelites who are scattered.
然后用着他们去接受征战。
And to use them to prepare for war.
但是他们征战的对象是谁呢？
But who is the opposition?
上礼拜我们已经提到了是全地上所有抵挡神的那个力量。
We have mentioned this last week, and that is all the power of this world that oppose God.
如果是这样强弱选殊的那种势力，那以色列能站立得住吗？
If it is such a great powerful force that is against Israel, are they able to stand?
起初的确是站立不住。
In fact, they cannot at the beginning.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
那个结局是他们的得胜。
Yet the result is the victory for Israel.
他们怎么能得胜呢？
How are they able to triumph?
他们根据什么来得胜呢？
According to what can they gain the victory?
用什么印象也许还是很新。
Perhaps, brothers and sisters, you still remember clearly.
是根据我们的主来。
It is based on the fact that our Lord comes.
从空中降临到地上。
He comes from the air and he descends on earth.
带同千万圣者，那就是与主联合的那个教会，荣耀的教会。
And he brings with him the myriads of the multitudes, that is the church that has been in union with him.
从空中降临到地上来。
And he descends from in the air to the earth.
这一个降临就带出神这个极大的那一个能力。
This event then will bring forth the great might of God.
就消灭了所有抵挡神的权势对以色列的那个攻打。
That would destroy all the opposition opposing Israel and the attack upon Israel.
我想弟兄姊妹应该还很清楚地记得。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you still clearly remember.
主什么时候从空中下来呢？
When is it that the Lord will descend from the air?
当然如果你回到那个启示录里面去，你就说那在第六碗的时候。
Of course, when you go back to Revelation, you say that is on the sixth vial.
那就看到那个就是称为所谓哈米吉多顿的那一场战役的那个前前后后。
That is the, in the so-called battle at Armageddon before and after during that period.
但是主降临的那一个原因是我们不能忽略的。
But we must pay attention to the reason for his event.
我们的主为什么是在那一个时候降临呢？
Why is it during that time that he will descend on earth?
当然你可以说主在半空跟对教会的那个审判已经结束了。
Of course, you say that when he is in the air, his judgment of the church has come to an end.
就是基督台前的审判已经结束了。
That is the judgment seat before Christ has already come to an end.
所以主就和教会一同降到地上来。
Then Christ and the church will descend on earth.
这个也是事实。
That is a fact.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must also pay attention.
如果以色列人在那一个时候没有一个彻底的悔改，
If at that time the Israelites do not have a complete thorough repentance，
如果没有感觉他们真的是到了尽头了，
If at that time they do not feel they are utterly at the end，
他们从不注重神而转回过来要寻求神了。
Now they have come to a point where they did not respect God to a point now they will fear God, honor God.
如果他们没有走到这一步,
if they did not take that step,
那主来不来呢?
Would the Lord come then?
我们不敢说主不来。
We cannot dare say that the Lord will not come.
但是我也相信主一定等到这个时刻主才动身。
But I would also believe that God, the Lord will wait for that moment before he takes action.
所以我们看到他们在那一个时候以色列全家归主。
Therefore, we can see at that moment then the entire household of Israel will return to God.
我们看到剩下的以色列人一家一户一家一户的都在那里单单为着一件事情来等候在神的面前。
We can see then the remnant of Israel household by household then will have only one sole purpose, that is to awaitBefore the Lord as they repent.
为什么事情呢?
For what matter?
向神悔改认罪接受神的儿子。
That is, they repent and they confess their sin before God and accept the Son of God.
因为那个时候他们亲眼看见当年他们的祖宗和他们的心里长久所钉他在十字架上的那一位果然是神的儿子。
That is because at that moment they will see, behold with their eyes, the one whom they have pierced, and wail because of what their forefathers have done.
就像撒玛利亚，该撒利，撒加利亚书上所特别的提到的，他们的看见他们亲手所砸的人。
That is because as it is mentioned in the book of Zechariah, now they would behold with their own eyes,The one whom they have pierced.
那弟兄姊妹，你把这些的事情归纳起来的时候，你看到一件什么事呢？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you summarize, conclude all these matters, what do you see?
那不就是赎罪日的那个实际显出来了？
That is the practical matter that is manifested as the feast of the Day of Atonement.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
赎罪日走过了。
After the Day of Atonement.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see.
以色列的复兴。
You can see the revival of Israel.
神的荣耀重新建立在他们的身上。
The glory of God once again is restored upon them.
成了他们的产业。
The abundance of God has become their inheritance.
那是什么？
What is that?
那不是祝棚节吗？
That is the feast of the tabernacle.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们特别注意这个约珥书的时候。
When we pay special attention to the book of Joel.
约珥书就是把整个救赎旨意的幕后的一段事情完全的包括在里头。
You're able to see then the latter half of the will of God and his salvation plan is all included in the book of Joel.
那我们看到这样的一个事情的时候。
When we see this matter,
我们就很清楚的看到。
Very clearly we can see.
我们常常说神的工作是从远古一直到以后的永远。
Oftentimes we say that the work of God is from everlasting to eternity, the future in eternity, it is still the same matter.
但是我们不一定常常能把这个事情连接起来。
Yet oftentimes we cannot connect this matter together.
因为我们看旧约就是旧约，新约就是新约。
That is because we see, the Old Testament is Old Testament and the New Testament is the New Testament.
将来国度就是国度，那个新天新地就是新天新地。
In the future, that is the kingdom, and after that is the new heaven and new earth. They are all separate.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
但我们真的是回到主的话里头去的。
But if we return back to the word of the Lord,
我们非常清楚看见圣灵给了我们一条很清楚的线路。
We're able to see that the Holy Spirit has given us a very clear path.
神从神在创世以前那个设计开始。
That is even from the beginning in his devised plan.
一直到将来那个新天新地的完成。
Until even the completion of new heaven and new earth.
很清楚地看到那一条线。是这样一直的往前。
Very clearly, you're able to see that line go forward.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那当我们读到约珥书的时候。
Now when we read the book of Joel.
我们在这一件事情上面就特别给提醒过来，看得很清楚了。
We're especially reminded of this matter and we can see very clearly.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那所以当我们留意到这些事情的时候。
Therefore, when we take note of these matters,
我们重新再读约珥书的时候呢。
When we read again the book of Joel,
你会看见一件事。
You'll see one thing.
因为神借着约珥书在那里预先就宣告后来那四个节期是怎么一步一步的出现在神的安排里。
That is from the book of Joel, God tells us ahead of time, prophesies for us how these latter four festivals will appear.
你很清楚地看到。
Very clearly you see.
吹角节。
The feast festival of the trumpets. The day of atonement.
五旬节。
The Pentecost.
按照次序出来。
They will appear according to order.
最叫我们感觉奇妙的。
What is cause us most wonder.
那个关键乃是五旬节。
Now that key for that, those events is Pentecost.
五旬节所提到的事情。
The matters mentioned in Pentecost.
就和我们现在的切身关系很紧密了。
It has a very direct intimate relationship with us today.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
五旬节是神借着救赎的恩典来产生的教会。
Pentecost shows us the grace of God's salvation that will bring about the church.
而教会在非常不容易的境况的里头，照着神的心意继续的成长。
And the church will continue to grow by the grace of God amongst very difficult conditions.
成长到一个地步，神说教会长成了。
Now the church will mature to a point. Now the church is matured.
长成了就怎么样呢？
And once the church is matured, then what?
神的旨意就到了那个结束的阶段。
And then the will of God has come to the final stages.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
在约珥书的里头是非常清楚给我们看到这样的一件事情。
In the book of Joel, it shows us these matters very clearly.
那因此我们就特别注意到。
Therefore, we pay special attention to.
在第二章最末后的时候
，at the end of chapter two,
就说到，凡求告耶和华名的就必得救。
Those who will call upon The name of the Lord shall be delivered.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要做注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当你读神的话，读到启示录的时候。
When you read the word of God in Revelation,
你看到在启示录特别到了那个大灾难的时候。
You can see in Revelation, especially during the Great Tribulation,
地上还有没有人给神接受呢？
Are there still those on earth that will be received by the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你注意，我现在用那个词，你知道我的这里边有个问题的。
Brothers and sisters, you take note of the term that I'm using, then you know there is an issue at hand.
我刚才没有说。
I did not say.
在大灾难的那个时候，地上还有没有人得救呢？
I did not say during the Great Tribulation, would there be anyone that would still be saved?
就如我们平常也不说。
Just normally, we would not say,
在旧约的日子有没有人得救呢？
In the days of the Old Covenant, would there be anyone who is, would be saved?
我们感谢神，如果我们真知道神做工的那个方法，
yeah, we thank God if we truly know the way in which God works.
我们就不得不承认，我们真的是在神面前是非常非常蒙恩的人。
Then we must acknowledge indeed we're truly, truly blessed before God.
因为得救这个恩典是神给我们这一段称为教会时期里边的人所承接的。
That is because of this grace of salvation is a special blessing from God for us who live during this church age that we can receive this. In the Old Covenant, there is no matter of being saved.
他们可以得罪的赦免。
They can have a pardon for their sin.
但是你没看到他们有接受生命的恩典。
But you do not see that they have the grace to receive life.
那么到了大灾难的时候呢？
Now during great tribulation.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他们那个时候人如果能在神面前被保存下来。
Brothers and sisters, you can see if they are still kept during that period.
根据什么呢？
According to what?
我们记得那两个见证人在地上所传的福音。
We remember the gospel which the two witnesses shall preach in those days.
我们也记得天使在那个时候所传的福音。
And we remember the gospel, the good news which the angel shall preach.
如果弟兄姊妹你很细心的去注意的话，
If brothers and sisters you pay attention carefully,
你会留意到两个人所传的福音和天使所传的福音是一样的。
You will notice then,the good news which two witnesses and the angel preach will be the same.
但是他们福音的内容不是叫你去相信主耶稣基督。
But the content of their glad tidings is not for you to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我不知道弟兄平常有没有注意到这一点。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have noticed this point previously.
我们留意到接受神的儿子做我们的救主这件事情是在教会还在地上的这个时候才有的一份恩典。
We take note of the fact that this grace to receive the Son of God as our Savior is only a grace during the time when the church is still on earth.
当教会被提以后，
After the church is raptured,
那人怎么回到神的面前？
How is man able to return back to God?
在国度的时候我们知道了。
In the days of the kingdom we know,
他们找到犹太人，犹太人就把他们带到神的面前。
When they seek out a Jew, the Jew shall bring them into God's presence.
换句话来说，他们找到犹太人，他们接受到神的权柄，他们就给带到神的面前。
In other words, they find a Jew and they accept, submit to the authority of God and they're brought to God's presence.
他们肯承认神的地位。
If they will acknowledge God's place,
他们就去找犹太人。
They will seek out the Jew,
犹太人就领他们到神那里。
And the Jew shall lead them to God.
他们就给神接纳了。
And they shall be accepted by God.
但是跟今天教会所接受的是不完全一样。
But it is completely different from what it is received by the church today.
我们今天所接受的是儿子的恩典。
What the church received today is the grace to be sons.
我们所接受的是神的儿子。
Today who we receive is the Son of God.
我们接受神儿子的结果是我们成了儿子。
The fact that we receive the Son of God, we ourselves become sons.
但是在国度里头，
But in the kingdom,
人可以接受主的权柄，但是他们不会再成为神的儿子。
A man can accept the authority of God, but no longer will they be sons.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must take note.
那在启示录里头，
During the period of Revelation, after the church is raptured, God will still have the earth hear of the glad tidings. What is the glad tidings that they would hear? If we pay attention, we will see the good news which the two witnesses preach and the glad tidings which the angel proclaimed surrounds that point that you shall fear the Lord God. It is a matter of complete, directly submitting to the authority of God. It is a direct union or coming into contact to the position of God. We thank God. God did not forsake a man whom he has created according to his own image. But as for us who are still in the age of grace today, indeed God has blessed us with a special grace. Just as we have made mention previously, the one whom we believe is the Son of God. And the result of that is to also we become sons. We thank our Lord.
焦点上的时候,
now when I place all these points, important points in the book of Job and focus on this matter,
我们就从第三章的里边来注意神怎么来结束后来的事情。
Then we'll pay attention starting from chapter 3, how God will bring all this to an end.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
第三章一开始就说, 到那日,
it tells us at the beginning of chapter 3, in those days,
这个时候,
in those days, what time period is this?
是指着犹大以色列都已经回到神的那一个应许地。
It is speaking of the time period when Judah and Israel have returned to the promised land of God.
什么时候回到呢?
When is that time that they return?
灾难结束的时候,
that is after the tribulation ends.
用另一个话来说是国度要开始的时候,
in another word, that is before the kingdom is to begin.
那在这一个时候, 神要做一件什么事情呢?
In those days, at that time, what will God do?
在这里提出来的头一件事情,
the first matter that is mentioned here,
乃是神的审判,
that is the judgment of God.
但是不是所有的审判,
that is not the judgment of all.
我想弟兄姊妹你都知道, 将来神来结束这个世代的时候, 是透过几个审判。
I believe brothers and sisters know that when God is to end this age, He does it through several judgments.
头一个审判是教会受审判,
the first judgment is the judgment of the church.
这个是在天上基督台前执行的,
this is in the air before the judgment seat of Christ.
然后第二个审判呢?
And the second judgment,
或者说第二、第三个审判,
or the second and third judgment,
因为这两个审判, 我相信是应该是同一个实战执行的,
because I believe these two judgments are executed at the same time.
一个就是以色列的审判,
one is the judgment of Israel,
一个就是万民的审判,
and the other judgment is the judgment of the nations.
那这个是主将来, 主回来的时候, 一定有的三个审判。
These are the three judgments that will take place when the Lord returns. But it does not stop there.
一直等到国度结束的时候
even to the point when the kingdom ends
新天新地要开始
that is before the new heaven and new earth shall begin
那个时候还有一个最后的审判
at that time there is this last judgment
那个最后的审判就称为白宝座的审判
and that judgment is called the judgment before the great white throne
那是在启示录的二十章
Now that is in Revelation chapter 20.
那一个真的是永死永永生永永死的审判。
That is indeed the judgment of eternal life or eternal damnation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
教会是审判，是得赏赐还是得？和是受亏损的审判。
The judgment of the church is a judgment of receiving reward or suffering loss.
那最幕后的那个真的是永生永死的审判。
The last judgment is indeed a judgment of eternal life or eternal death.
但是那个审判跟教会没有关系的。
But that judgment,
你不必担心。哎呦，到那个时候我再给审判的怎么办？
But brothers and sisters, that judgment has nothing to do with the church. So you need not worry. What if I'm to be judged during that judgment?
弟兄姊妹。可以千万个放心
Brothers and sisters,
那个审判没有我们的份
You can rest assured that judgment has nothing to do with the church
那个审判是从来没经过审判的人才接受的
That judgment is for those who have never gone through any judgment They will receive that judgment
那刚才我们提到那几个审判
The several judgments we just mentioned
也就是说只要在地上出现过的人
That is those who appear on earth
他们必定在其中的一个受审判。
They will receive one of those judgments.
所以没有一个人不经过神的审判。
So there is no exception. No one will not go through in the judgment before God.
如果你经过神一次的审判，你就不必担心其他的审判。
If you've gone through one judgment of God, you don't need to worry about any other judgments.
因为我们的神不会一件事情给你判两次。
That is because our Lord will not judge you twice for the same thing.
在人中间也许会有这样的事，但在神那里没有这个事。
Perhaps before man this might happen, but not before God.
那现在第三章里面就所提到的审判。
So now this judgment mentioned in chapter 3.
那是什么审判呢
？What judgment is this?
那弟兄姊妹，你可以看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
我们说，如果第二个审判是在以色列中间执行的。
If we say the second judgment is amongst the Israelites,
那很可能，很可能，我不敢绝对的决定。
Now,
但是非常非常的可能。
Now, quite possibly, I cannot be assured, but quite possibly, very possible.
赎罪日的那一日的应验就是以色列的审判。
The Day of Atonement then will become the judgment of Israel.
那然后呢？
And then,
就是这里所提了。
That is what is mentioned here.
有一个叫列国的审判。
And that is the judgment of the nations.
那这个列国的审判呢，是主的话是这样说。
Now, about this judgment, the Lord's word says this.
当我们的主降临到耶路撒冷以后。
That is when our Lord descends onto Jerusalem.
然后他就把万民都召聚到一个地方叫做约沙法谷。
That he will gather all the nations to this place called the Valley of Jehoshaphat.
这个地方就是神审判万民的那一个地方。
Now this is the place where God will judge the nations.
万民都要来到那里接受审判。
All the nations shall gather there to receive judgment.
那这个审判是审判什么呢
？Now what is this judgment of?
这个审判是审判。
This judgment is a judgment.
谁有条件进入国度？
This judgment is to see who is qualified to enter into the kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹一定要很清楚地掌握这一个审判的范围。
But brothers and sisters, you have to clearly grasp the boundary of this judgment.
那这个范围有多大呢？
Now, so how broad is this boundary?
这个范围从大前提来说就是列国。
Now, as a premise, the boundary, the broadness of this boundary is the nations.
从实具体的那个范围来说呢？
Substantially, in the boundary of this, the broadness of this boundary,
那是经过大灾难以后在地上所剩下的人。
That is all those who remain after the Great Tribulation.
当然你也可以用渔民的那个观念来看，但是这个渔民跟以色列的渔民是两回事。
Of course, I suppose you can use the term remnant, those who are left, who remain, but the term remnant is usually used for Israel.
我们在这里特别提到约沙法谷的那一个审判，弟兄姊妹也许觉得有点生疏了。
But when we mention about this judgment in the valley of Jehoshaphat, brothers and sisters, perhaps you're not very familiar with this.
但是我说另外一件事情，弟兄姊妹，你就说哦，原来就是这个啊。
But if I refer to another matter, then brothers and sisters, you realize, oh, this is what this judgment is speaking of.
是什么一回事呢？
What matter is that?
这一个就是我们读那个马太福音的时候。
That is when we read the Gospel of Matthew.
你读到二十五章。
And you reach chapter 25.
在那里不是看到有一个我们的主说要把万民都带来审判了吗？
There our Lord says he will judge all the nations.
然后就把他们好像分羊群一样把山羊跟绵羊分开吗？
The Lord says then he will divide them as sheep and goats.
用姊妹们，现在这里所说到的那个约沙法谷的那个审判，就是指着那个审判。
Brothers and sisters, the judgment of the valley of Jehoshaphat is referring to that judgment.
经过了大灾难时期敌基督的那个横行。
During after the violence of the Antichrist during the tribulation.
现在我们的主在那里。来审判。
Now our Lord is there to judge.
但是剩下的人的中间来显明神自己的公义。
Among those who are left, God will manifest His righteousness.
那弟兄姊妹都知道山羊跟绵羊。
Now brothers and sisters, you know the sheep and the goat.
什么就是山羊呢？
What is a goat?
就是说，在敌基督控制着整个地上的时候。
That is during the period when the Antichrist controls the world.
他们完全站在敌基督的那一面。
They are those who completely stand on the side of the Antichrist.
对那些敬畏神的人，对以色列的百姓，完全采取一个敌对的态度。
To the people of Israel and those who fear God, they completely are adversaries.
我们读马太二十五，你读出来了，这个是主说，你们。在我撒在监里的时候也没来看我，没饭吃你也没给我饭吃，没衣服穿你也不给我衣服穿，这一批人，那这个就是山羊。
This is the group that the Lord refers to in Matthew 25, that those who did not clothe him when he is naked and did not feed him when he is hungered and did not visit him when he is in prison.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
对敬畏的神的人采取敌对的态度的那一些人，
It is the attitude of those who oppose God and those who fear God.
神说这一批是山羊。
God calls them they are as goats.
他们要给分别出来。
And they shall be separate.
那另外一批呢？
And another group,
主称他们是做绵羊的。
God calls them sheep.
那弟兄姊妹也很清楚的知道
brothers and sisters clearly know,
这一批人就是当那些敬畏神的人在那里忍受各种各样难处的时候他们对他们表同情
That is those who fear God, this group who are called sheep will be sympathetic to them who suffer.
他们为他们解决难处
And they will take care of the problems for them.
那么主就说你们这样做你们这批人是绵羊。
The Lord says that because you have done this, you shall be sheep.
你们都是站在神的那个性情的那一边。
You have stood on the side of the nature of God.
所以你们是绵羊。
So you are sheep.
那绵羊跟山羊的区别在哪里呢？
Now what is the difference between a goat and a sheep?
就在那个结局了。
That is in the result.
那个结局是什么呢？
What is that end?
如果从山羊来说，
If we see the end of the goat,
他们就立刻就进到火湖那里去了。
Immediately they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
那绵羊呢？
For the sheep,
他们就存留下来，可以进入国度。
They are kept that they can enter into the kingdom.
所以我们说到那个绵羊和山羊的审判，一般 弟兄们就说这个是国度的审判。
Therefore, when we refer to the judgment of the goat and the sheep, many will call this the judgment of the kingdom.
就是说，你能不能取得进到国度的资格？
In other words, have you gained the qualification to enter into the kingdom?
当然，弟兄姊妹必须要很清楚地掌握住。
Of course, brothers and sisters, you must grasp on very clearly.
在羔羊的里头没有教会。
Amongst the sheep, there is not the church.
反过来说。
In other words,
在教会里头没有绵羊。
There is no sheep in the church.
我们千万不要把这个界限弄乱。
Let us be clear on this distinction.
因此，进入国度对在经过灾难而保存下来的人来说，他们就完全是他们用什么态度来对待神。
Therefore, the qualification of those who remain after the tribulation, whether they're able to enter into the kingdom or not, depends on their attitude toward God.
那这个不是教会这个范围里头发生的事。
This is not an event that will take place in the boundary of the church.
对不起。原谅我做这样的一个问一问。
Forgive me for asking this question.
为了不叫弟兄姊妹们在这个点上有困扰。
In order for brothers and sisters not to have any trouble upon this point.
我要问的问题是说。
My question that I will ask is.
当山羊绵羊受审判的时候教会在哪里？
When the goat and the sheep is to be judged, where is the church?
想清楚一点。
Now think clearly about this.
如果山羊绵羊的审判是在国度开始的时候，那是主已经降到地上来了，在约瑟法谷。
If the judgment of the sheep and the goat is by the Lord before the kingdom begins, he has already descended in the valley of Jehoshaphat.
那教会在哪？
Then where is the church?
是跟主在一块的。
Now, the church is with the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
基督台前的审判结束了。
Now the judgment before the judgment seat of Christ has ended.
是基督台前审判结束了，他们才会下来。
It is after the judgment, before the judgment seat of Christ, then the church will descend with the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我实在十分是愿意弟兄姊妹你很清楚的把将来那些审判弄得很清楚弄得很清楚。
Now I want brothers and sisters to be very, very clear on the judgments to come.
不要自己在那里恐吓自己。
Do not frighten yourself.
有些时候不一定是恐吓自己。
Sometimes you do not frighten yourself.
而是别人给你问起这个问题的时候。
Or perhaps others ask you a question.
你是把握过来的时候，翻过来就是自己恐吓自己。
If you're not able to grasp on this clearly, then you would frighten yourself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
将来国度的审判与教会没有关系。
The judgment of the kingdom that is to come has nothing to do with the church.
教会的审判是在基督的台前。
The judgment of the church is before the judgment seat of Christ.
是在国度的审判以前。
It is the judgment before the judgment of the kingdom.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们看到这样的事情的时候。
Now when we see this matter.
我们就留意到了在第三章里面说到这样的一个列国的审判。
Then we can take note of this judgment of the heathen in chapter 3.
那现在在这里就给我们留意到。主说我没吃的时候你给我吃，没穿的时候你给我穿，我设在监里你要来看我。
Then we take note of the fact when the Lord says I hunger and you gave me to eat, when I was naked and you clothed me, and when I was in prison you came to visit me.
我们说的更具体一点呢，
to be more practical,
那就又要是这里说清楚了。
Now that is clearly stated here in the book of Joel.
他就说到当时当敌基督掌权的时候。
That is, he tells us when the Antichrist is in control.
地上的人是用尽各种各样的方法 去苦待以色列民。
That is, the people of this world use all the schemes and ways to mistreat Israel.
如果我们结合那个启示录来看的话，
If we summarize the words in Revelation,
你看到那个时候不跟随敌基督的人，
You see those who did not follow the Antichrist during those times,
他们不都不受一个印记。
If they do not receive the seal,
就是那个666那个印记。
And that is the mark of 666.
那里头就特别说到一件事情。
There it tells us,
如果你没有那个印记，
if you do not have that mark,
你也不能买，
you cannot buy,
你也不能卖，
and you cannot sell.
那你怎么活呢？
Then how do you live?
你就没办法活。
You cannot live then.
你就没有活的条件。
You're not, you have no means to live.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就看到在那一个时候，从前的人就恐怕不太容易了解这一点。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps people in the past cannot easily understand this point.
现在我们比较容易多一点。
But now it's easier for us to comprehend.
特别叫陈红去更容易了解
哈。And especially,
oh, especially the sister can understand. 弄一个按，我弄一个密码在你那里，而你去买东西没这个密码。对不起，不能卖给你。
If there is a code, a security code on the computer, and you do not have that code, you cannot make the purchase.
你说我可以卖一点给你啊。
You say no, I can sell you some.
那我卖一点给你，我得想办法从别的地方买到我所需要的。
But I must also think of a way to buy what I need first.
人家说看看你的密码。
So let me see your code.
没有。
No code.
有是有，但是不是666。
I have code, but it's not 666.
对不起，不能给你卖，也不能给你买。
I'm sorry, I cannot buy from you or sell to you.
那现在我们可容易懂。
Now it's easier for us to understand.
以前的人不太容易懂。
Perhaps people in the past cannot understand. 当然我们也不敢
说我们现在全懂。
Now, of course, we cannot say, now I really understand what this is about.
但多多少少都比较接近一点。
But more or less we have a better idea.
那弟兄姊妹，你看看头头的一段的话。
Brothers and sisters, you read the first half here.
神的百姓在那一个时候所接受的遭遇是怎么样？
What is the circumstances of the people during that time?
很可怜。
It is very sad.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神还在那个时候感动了一些人，他们能对神的百姓表同情。
God would still be able to move certain people during that time that they would find sympathy with the people of God.
他们肯冒一点险来维护着神的百姓。
They will risk some danger to protect the people of God.
主就说这些是绵羊。
The Lord will call them sheep.
他们是在神面前不能不蒙纪念的。
Then they will be remembered before God.
因为你做一点点在我的一个小子的身上，你就不能不蒙纪念。
Because even if you did a very little amongst the least of them of the Lord's, you shall be remembered.
然后在底下呢，又说到一些事情。
And then later on, it tells us other matters.
就说到怎么从那一个场面转移到国度的那个荣。那个荣耀与丰富。
Then it tells us how it will change from that scene into the scene of the glory and abundance of the kingdom.
因为在底下就说。
Because later then it says,
那是万民去攻打以色列，是神在那里把他们召聚的。
That is because it is the Lord God who assembled them together, the nations who will come and attack Israel.
但弟兄姊妹，当你读这一段话的时候，你读得真有意思。
But brothers and sisters, when you read these words, you find it very meaningful.
你留意一件事情。
Pay attention to one thing.
神把万民召聚来攻击以色列。
God assembles the nations to come and gather and attack Israel.
然后弟兄姊妹注意了。
And then brothers and sisters, take note. Verse 9.
当在万民中宣告说要预备打仗，激动勇士，使一切战士一同聚集。
Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war.
使一切战士上前来。
Wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你读了这一句话，你想底下那一句话应该是什么？
Now, brothers and sisters, if you read these words, what do you think the following words ought to be?
那就是开火了。
That is to attack.
但是稀奇的很。
But wonderfully,
神把他们召聚回来，要准备打仗。
God gathers them to prepare for war.
等到一接驾的时候。
And when they are ready to fight,
就发生另外的一个情况。
Then another situation takes place.
什么情况呢？
What is that?
所有的武器都变成生产的工具。
And then it says all the weapons will become things used for farming.
所有那些本来很软弱、很恐惧、战惊的，那个时候却能站立起来。
And let the weak say that I am strong.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。第九节开始就是说，是神把他们召聚过来。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note, it is God who will gather them together.
然后呢，那他们就完全都来了。
And then now they have all come.
当完全都来的时候，怎么一下子，一个那么猛烈的那个战场，突然的变成好像一个完全在那里生产。那个民生用品的那是大工厂呢。
Now why it be that when you gather them all together, then all the weapons of war will become tools for farming to harvest.
十一节在那里就说了。
First 11 says.
当这些人聚集来的时候。
When they are all assembled together.
那里就有一个祷告出来了。
Then there is this prayer.
那这个祷告从哪里来呢？
Where does this prayer come from?
我们了解了。
Then we must understand.
那是从赎罪日的那日所显明的那些祷告来的了。
That is from the Day of Atonement, the prayers that are manifested on that day.
这里就说到很清楚了。
Here it's very clear.
他们的祷告就是那么一句话。
Their word is this very simple, their prayer.
耶和华啊，求你使你的大能者降临。
O Lord, thither cause thy mighty ones to come down.
然后呢，那神的大能者降临就怎么样呢？
Now after the descending of the mighty one of God, then what?
聚集到那个地方。
All the Gentile nations are there.
聚集到那个地方干什么呢？
Why they all gather together there?
准备打仗啊。
They're preparing for war.
不是。
No.
是准备等候审，接受审判。
They're prepared there for judgment.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这是神自己做的工。
This is God's own work.
上头就宣告了一些神会怎么怎么做，现在就很具体的指出，当时如果事情发生的话，那个发生的光景是怎么样。
Before it proclaims to us what will take place, and then the condition of that situation.
然后弟兄姊妹你就注意了。
And then, brothers and sisters,
take note,
the words of the Holy Spirit here, it is very meaningful.
十三节
Verse 13.
上头就说到神把列国都召聚过来。
Previously, it tells us that God gathers all the nations.
然后就有人在那里呼喊。
And there is someone proclaiming.
是谁在那里呼喊呢？
Who is proclaiming?
不知道。
We don't know.
应该是天使。
Perhaps the angel.
因为对照那个启示录的话，应该是天使。
Because if we compare this to Revelation, it ought to be the angel.
天使在那里呼叫什么呢？
What is the angel proclaiming?
两件事情。
Two things.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
开镰吧，因为庄稼熟了。
Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe.
第二件事情就是遣他吧，因为酒盏满了。
The second matter is come, get you down, for the press is full.
酒池盈溢，他们的罪恶甚大。
The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great.
弟兄姊妹，你看到两件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see two things.
一个就是果庄稼。
One is the harvest.
一个就是去遣他葡萄。
And the other is to...trod on the grapes.
我们对照启示录那边的话来看。
If we compare that to the words of Revelation, you see one thing.
以色列全家得救了。
The household of Israel is saved.
这个是收割庄稼。
This is to receive the ripe harvest.
庄稼是神的。
The harvest belongs to God.
熟了。
It is ripe.
去收割了。
It is time to harvest.
然后呢？
And then,
采葡萄
了。To trod on the grapes.
那葡萄是什么？
Now what is the vine?
那抵挡神的力量。
It is those who oppose
God. 神把他们聚集在那里。 就给他们一个很大的击打。
God gathered them there together to strike them，
让他们消失在那个地上边。
So they will be destroyed from the earth。
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank God。
在地上就一直说到神在那里，怎么一步一步很具体的在执行但的事情。
Then it tells us step by step the points that God will execute。
整个的来说。
As a whole,
那就说到耶和华的日子显出来了。
It speaks of the day of the Lord appearing.
那显出来的时候就怎么样呢？
What will happen when the day of the Lord appears? 神的
百姓就很受苦恼了。
The people of the Lord will suffer.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神的百姓感觉苦恼的时候。
That is when the people of God feel suffering.
神也就在那里成为他们的避难所。
Now God himself becomes the refuge.
作为他们的保障。
To become their hiding place.
感谢神。
We thank God.
那个时候神在那里说了一句话。
At that time, God says these words.
神做这个事情。
When God does this.
神又让他的百姓知道。
God wants his people to know.
知道什么呢?
To know what?
你们就知道我是耶和华。
Then you shall know that I am the Lord God.
是你们的神。
Your God.
并且我要住在锡安。
And I shall dwell in Zion.
那个时候耶路撒冷就成为圣。
Then Jerusalem shall be my holy mountain, be holy. We thank the Lord.
那个时候。
At that time.
神把整个的以色列建立起来。
At that time, God will establish all of Israel.
那是说到在国度里头的情形。
It tells us of the situation in the kingdom.
我们的主把他的王位设在耶路撒冷。
God will establish his throne in Jerusalem.
神的儿子也在耶路撒冷来显明他荣耀的丰富，叫所有的人都得享用。
Then the Son of God will also manifest His glorious abundance for all to enjoy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
到了那一天。
On that day.
你就看到国度的那个情形在这里有个具体的描写。
You can see the condition of the kingdom has a general description here.
大山要满甜，要滴甜酒，小山要流奶汁，犹大的溪流都有水流。必有泉源从耶和华的殿中流出来，滋润杂庭。
And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim.
说埃及必然荒凉，以东变为凄凉的旷野，都因向犹大所行的残暴，又在本地。流无辜人的血。
Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land.
弟兄姊妹们，这几天看报纸的话，看到一些事情，真的是很心里很难受。
Brothers and sisters, recently, if you read news articles, it will cause you pain in your heart.
说到中国西南的那一方面那个旱灾。
It tells us of the southern west China and the drought that they are suffering through.
在四川，在云南。
It is in Yunnan and Sichuan.
我这两三天我在家里拧开那个水龙拿水喝的时候，我一边喝我一边就想，哎呀，感谢主，我还不受那个苦。但是，一想到那些人的时候，你里面实在有个很难受的感觉。
Each time when I turn on the water fountain to take a drink, I would thank God that I'm blessed not to be in that situation, but I consider those who are in that situation, it is very painful.
报纸上的消息就说到了他们那边耕种根本是不可能进行的。
The newspapers report that it is impossible for them to do any farming there at this time.
不是一个小地区，是个好大的地区。
It is not a small area, but it is a very large region.
然后一些住在那个应该说是山在山地里头吧。
And those who dwell in the mountainous areas,
他们背着一些的东西，要走十几二十里路的路去盛水，然后带回家 才能有水喝。
They would have to take a container, a vessel, and carry that many far away, about 10, 20 miles, just to get some water so that the household can have water to drink.
今天还看到那个报纸上登了一个比较。
You saw the newspaper article have this photo.
国内有一个地区叫做黄果树水薄布是在哪里的？
There is this waterfall that is in the Guizhou province.
那个风景蛮漂亮的。
It is very beautiful there.
就图片上也看得出来。
You can tell from the picture posted on the article.
正常的时候水流是这样的。
You can see then the contrast, the photo, a normal waterfall.
汹涌而流。
It is very powerful waterfall.
现在呢？
But now,
剩下几条小水丝。
Then the contrast is not a powerful waterfall, but just like drops, only a few strands of water.
那些人还说,
the people would still say,
科学家了,
these are the scientists.
他们说, 这种情形恐怕还要多延长几年才会过去。
The scientists say that this situation will probably last a few more years before it is over.
一年已经难过了，还要再等几年呢？有点像埃及的约瑟去做宰相的时候了。
It is even difficult enough for 1 year period in this situation, less several years. It is like the time for the Israel when Joseph was the premier ruling in Egypt.
但是我们看到将来我们的主在国度里边显明他的荣耀的时候
But we can see in those days when on that day when our Lord will manifest himself during the kingdom
我没办法想象
I cannot imagine
大山要流甜酒
The mountains shall drop down new wine
小山要流奶水
And the hills shall flow with milk
所有的溪流都满了水
And all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters
更重要的一件事情有一条泉源是从耶和华的殿中流出来
And even more importantly and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord
说到这一条从耶和华殿中流出来的这一条那真是不得了
And when you speak of this fountain this river from the house of the Lord it is great
我们读启示录你读到了
We read Genesis and you see.
你在读那个以西结书里边就的时候就说得更具体。
When you read the book of Ezekiel, you see that even more practically.
本来都是死亡的那种迹象。
It was all the phenomena of death.
这个水流流到那里，那里就活过了。
But wherever this water flows, there is life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是国度里头的光景。
This is the condition in the kingdom.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当然，当时主说这些，借着约珥说这些话。
Of course, when Joel speaks these words,
是对着他的百姓来说的。
It is spoken to his people.
但是神的百姓能接受主自己的话，他们固然是看见前途。
Of course, if the people of God will receive the word of God, they will see their future.
就是不是神的百姓
Even if it's not the people of God
如果他们真的是敬畏神的人
If they are those who truly fear God
他们也同样能想到一件事
Likewise they will enjoy this
神的丰富在以色列显出来
That the abundance of God is manifested in Israel
神又借着以色列的把他的祝福也带给我们
God will also give us his blessing through Israel
我们虽然在那个时候不能算是神的选民
Even though at that time we cannot be considered the chosen people of God
但是我们也同样的享用选民所得的祝福。
Yet likewise, we can enjoy the blessing that will go to the chosen people.
这一位神真的是要敬拜，要向他感谢。
Truly, we ought to worship and thank this true God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
How we praise and thank our Lord.
所以一直说，主把他要做的事情说到幕后的那一段的时候。
Therefore, when it tells us of the work of the Lord even to the end,
就说了几句话。
These words are the conclusion.
太宝贝了。
They are truly precious.
他说犹大必存到永远。
But Judah shall dwell forever.
耶路撒冷必存到万代。
And Jerusalem from generation to generation.
我十分的相信。
I truly believe.
这里所说的犹大不是单单指着以色列。
Here, when it speaks of Judah, it's not only merely Israel, but it is speaking of those who receive the promise of God.
这样来看的话,
if we view it that way,
你就看到这里不, 就不单是只是在国度里头了,
then you realize it's not only in the period of the kingdom,
也带进新天新地了,
but also bringing into the new heaven and new earth.
尤其是上面的那一句话,
especially the word below,
耶路撒冷必存到万代,
and Jerusalem from generation to generation.
哪一个耶路撒冷?
Which Jerusalem?
新耶路撒冷,
the new Jerusalem.
我们感谢,
we thank the Lord.
我们感谢谁?
We thank God.
最末了, 最末了的时候,
at the very end,
神就说了一件事情,
God says this,
我盼望我们真能体会到神的心思。
I hope, truly hope we can come to know and understand the heart of God.
你看见神的忍耐。
You can see the patience of God.
你也看见神的等待。
And you can see His patience and His waiting.
但是你也看见神的底线。
But you can also see the bottom line of God.
那因此我们从人类整个的历史来看这句话就太有意思了。
If we look at the whole history of man to view these words, they are too precious.
神说我从来没曾我没有被报复流血的罪。
He says that I have not cleansed, for the blood, for the shedding of blood.
那弟兄姊妹你注意了，中文圣经里边有小字啊。
You can take note then.In the Chinese
那个报复就是说的清除哈。
That vengeance, it says, it is to cleanse.
啊，都洗洗洗除。
That vengeance in the Chinese translation should be cleansed.
我没有洗除那个流血的罪。
God says, I have not cleansed the sin of the shedding of blood.
那是说到什么?
What is that referring to?
那说到神在长久的时候，人在那里胡闹，人在那里抵挡神，人在那里拒绝神，神一直在那里忍受。
That is for the longest time when man is acting foolishly and opposing God and sinning against God, he is tolerant.
因为神说这个话的时候是包括以色列在里头。
Because when God speaks these words, it includes Israel.
连我的百姓都是这样。
Even my people are this way.
所以才有以赛亚书开头所说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，唯独我的百姓却不认识我。
That's why at the beginning of the book of Isaiah, it says that the donkey would know the master and the ox his crib, but yet my people do not know me.
但神却是长久长久忍忍受着这样的瘾。
But for the longest period of time, God is tolerant for bearing that matter. Why is God so tolerant?
等待人悔改。
Because He is waiting for man to repent.
盼望人转回。
He is waiting for man to return.
但是神这个等候不是没有底线。
But God's awaiting has a bottom line.
说到了底线的时候。
So when that is reached,
神就要来除净。
God will come to cleanse.
当神要来除净的时候。
And when God comes to cleanse,
那也就是说。
That is to say,
神在站呢,
God is there
显明他的荣耀权柄和丰富,
to manifest His glory, His authority, and His fullness.
他的尊贵能, 尊贵权柄和能力,
His, to manifest His honor, His might, and His power.
我们感谢我们的神,
we thank our God.
现在到了国度的时候,
now during the kingdom,
现在到了那个新天新地的时候,
now in the new heaven and new earth,
神说我要清理这一切,
I will cleanse all of this.
我要在属他的人属神的人的当中
amongst those who belong to God
我要住在其中
I shall dwell therein
我们感谢我们的神
Now we thank our God
神与人同住
The Lord dwells with man
这是约珥书的最末后的那个结果
This is the end result of the book of Joel
也就是启示录末后的时候神在天上所宣告的神的帐幕在人间
That is also what is recorded at the end of Revelation That is the tabernacle of God dwells amongst men
但是感谢赞美我们的神
But we praise and thank our God
从人在神面前的堕落悖逆一直到神的帐幕在人间
That is from man's rebellion and sin until the point of God's tabernacling with man
神也经历许许多多的 不容易的忍受。
God has endured much hardship.
他一直在那里等候着，人的心转回过来。
He is forever waiting for man's heart to return.
从旧约等到新约。
From the old covenant until the new.
从新约等到国度。
Until the new covenant, until the kingdom.
从国度等到新天新地。
From the kingdom to new heaven and new earth.
整本圣经就是在那里述说，神用着这样的一份心情来恩待那是按照他的形象被造的人。
The entire Bible tells us how God is gracious to those whom He has created according to His own image.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
我们读先知书。
When we read the prophetic books,
好像那些事情从表面上看来跟我们完全没有关系。
It seems as if when we read from the surface of the word, they have nothing to do with us.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
什么时候他把神他把他心里头的个意念向我们一解开的时候
whenever he opens up his heart to us,
我们只能说一句话
we can only say these words,
我们的心从我们的神的心从来没有一刻离开照着他形象被造的人
the heart of our God has never for a moment departed away from those whom he has created according to his own image,
尽管人是用着各种各样的丑态来对付神。
Even though many a times men will show the ugliest of their face toward God,
神还在等待。
But God is forever waiting.
巴不得我们这些已经认识神的人，我们真知道我们该如何活在神自己的面前。
May it be for us who know God, who truly know God, how we ought to live and await before God.
不是单单为着我们承受恩典。
It is not merely so that we can receive grace,
而是我们就去学习体会神的心意
but that we would learn to be mindful of the heart of God,
乐意站在神的那一边，让神去成就他永远的旨意
so that we would be willing to stand on the side of God to allow for God to
accomplish
His eternal will.
约珥书
I think we'll wrap up the book of Joel this way.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然先知书里边还有好些其他的信息。
Even though in the prophetic book there are many other messages.
但是我们能掌握这几卷里边那个信息的那个连贯性，我们实在是很蒙福的。
But if we're able to receive the connection of the thoughts in these four prophetic books, we will be blessed.
因为我们知道我们是在走在一条什么的路上。
Because then we will know the path which we are on.
叫神得喜悦，我们也欢欣。
So that when God is pleased, we shall also rejoice.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a prayer together.